This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B, we might need some vodka Red Bull today, dude. Huh? We might need some vodka Red Bull by the time we get to the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah. I'm working on about 2 hours and 15 minutes.
I honestly think, so I left last night. We were like in the car by like 1:15-ish.
I wasn't in the room yet.
Yeah, and then, I mean, dude, I was home and like in bed, for lack of a better word. I slept on the couch, but.
We know that's your bed.
Probably like 3:30.
Wow.
So I woke up at 9. I didn't give myself a whole lot of wiggle room getting down here. I took a shower, and luckily nobody goes to work on Fridays. Shout out to nobody going to work on Fridays. Yeah. There's no traffic on Fridays.
I rolled in. In London, went right around the corner. We came back in. So around the last time I saw the clock, it said 2:02. And then
what was your call time?
Four? My alarm was starting to go. We're getting ready to go off at 4:15 and 4:20, and Tanner hit me about 4:15. He said, "Man, B, I'm making sure you're up." I say, "I was just gonna start putting on my stuff." And
see, that's why these night games like that, I'd rather get out of there last night and just be done than get that little bit of sleep and then have to wake up.
That little bit of sleep helps.
Sure.
4:20 call time means something different for me.
Oh, listen, we got the phone lines here. We haven't checked in with
Landy.
A couple things we haven't done yet. It's been busy. We haven't checked in with the great Landini. We also haven't said good morning to the first person on the stream. I'm scrolling up now to give the stream some love. We've been streaming for about an hour. I'm wearing a sweatsuit. If you're interested, B is wearing a nice looking flannel shirt. Stream is up at YouTube.com.
That's my jacket from yesterday.
Backslash Mullins. Backslash WJFK. I don't know. If you want to watch a stream, find it yourself. Shout out.
Damn, Jay.
Shout out
to. You that damn tired?
Now, we have had this dude first before. Any guesses?
The same guy from the other day?
No. I think this might be our first time, second time. The first time we've had a guy get it for the second time.
Commandante.
Nope. Rashawn Baker. Shout out to Rashawn. He said, "Get up, Craig, get up." I guess the stream got going a little late today. Jeff's also sick. I'm guessing it has nothing to do with him probably staying up all night last night. But the three of us are here, and we're holding it down.
Mm-hmm.
Landfill, what'd you think of the ball game?
I think losing sucks.
That's what Jaden said.
Not a fan of it.
Losing twice in a row sucks more.
Yep, losing twice in 1 week.
Twice in 5 days.
That sucks. Offense couldn't get going.
All right, I don't know. Yeah, and dude, you know who deserves, before we get into the blame pie, which is deserved, Joe Witt, the defensive improvement over the year. Mike Samardzija kind of shutting. I don't want to say shutting down.
Mike Samardzija is a ball player.
Totally.
I like that dude, man.
Yo, Quinyon Mitchell is too, the Eagles corner.
Mm-hmm.
I posted,
first round pick, he should be.
I posted a Twitter poll about an hour ago, a little less than an hour ago, so I guess you can still vote, but this thing's already gotten 3,000 votes. I said, after two Commanders losses in 5 days, how we feeling out there? And I feel like I gave a lot of good options. I said, the sky has fallen. A lot of football left are still way ahead of schedule. And I think some good news here, between the lot of football left and still way ahead of schedule, is 85% of the vote. I think most Commanders fans, they've gotten to sleep on last night's loss, and then they're looking at the big picture. Now we get to these phone lines, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Blame pies. Who you mad at from last night? Let's start with Jay. Jay, let's see how you blame pie, dude.
JP and B-Mitch, how we doing? Happy Friday.
Yeah, what's buddy. Up, Jay?
So I like I told Landfill, I was gonna go with I'm gonna go with 60% Jaden and Cliff. I'm explaining. I'm gonna tell you why. I'm gonna go 30% the refs, and then I'm gonna go 10% the secondary on that drive for the first Saquon touchdown because there's no way it should have been wide open. But let me start with Jaden and Cliff. So B Mitchell JP, obviously y'all were there in Philly. I got to see it live, and y'all know the game and watch the game. What was there? What did Philly do to take away what we normally do? They took away us stretching the field. So on our first touchdown that we had, with B-Rob, how did we get down there? We hit checkdowns. Eckler had a big game. Like, we should have been hitting the checkdown more. Philly was taking everything away deep. Notice on the first three and out that we had on Jaden's first offensive possession, Jaden tried to dart that thing in there, but who sunk back, y'all? The linebacker. So they did great depth of getting in their zones. And Philly did that against the Giants as well. They took away neighbors. Obviously, in Terry and neighbors, you know, let's be for real. Can't nobody really cover them boys like that if you don't double and triple team. So my thing is we should have hit the check down more, y'all. Take what you can get. If we would have been killing them short, now that makes them have to come up and play you one-on-one.
Bro, Eckler was the leading receiver. I mean.
You said what?
Eckler was the leading receiver last night. I have some criticisms, but I have a tough time of saying they didn't hit the check down enough. They didn't go deep.
I get what you're saying, JP, but he could have had more yardage or – And what I'm saying is that we should have hit that check down more often. Now, as for the refs, that was just a dumb call. Like, Sam, he didn't even do nothing. Like, I don't know.
Was pass interference? Oh, no.
That was weak.
Yeah,
that was
bad. Horrible. That's bad, B-Mitch. That's bad. I'm a DB's coach, so that's bad. Like, I teach my kids, like, that ain't even, that's nothing. So if they don't get that call, obviously that 3 points, in my opinion, makes this, you know, obviously Philly, in my opinion, don't go into the ball, the halftime being down 7-3. And then last but not least, that secondary on that last play. Don't get me wrong, the defense played phenomenal. That's why I'm saying, you know, but let me say this real quick. Philly has the Rams, they got the Ravens, they got the Panthers, and they got the Steelers. I think the Rams if the Rams can steal one against them Sunday, I think they'll lose to Baltimore. We'll see Philly again at 10-4. We control our own destiny, y'all. We do.
A lot of football left, man.
There you go. Right.
Thank you for the call, Jay.
I'm not even upset with this loss. Oh, yeah.
All right, brother.
A lot of football left. Just like we got a lot of time to take all these calls. So, everybody, if you're on hold, don't worry. Everybody's going to get on. Let's go to Bones on line 5. What up, Bonesy?
Hey, JP Philly.
Yes.
He missed my main man.
What up, Bones?
Shout out to Landfill. Hey, my brain power going, I'm having to take it to Cliff Kingsbury because I think he got to figure it out, man, that Pittsburgh figured it out last week and they could change Jaden Daniels and it looked like Philadelphia came with the same game plan. So you got to move. You can't keep dropping them back in that pocket. As have him sitting back there trying to make so his game is more centered around off schedule and movement and out of the pocket. You got to figure out how to get Jaden Daniels on the move out that pocket, man, so he can make them throws, man, off schedule, man. You can't have him sitting back there like a sitting duck, man. You know, and then I got to give a little bit of brain power to Jaden Daniels, man, because I don't believe that he's 100% healthy. Me yesterday looked like he was playing kind of cautious and like he was kind of like trying not, you know what I'm saying, to do too much like he did when he first started in the league. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to give him a little bit of blame pie too. But like you said, we got a lot of football left. Everything going to be all right. Y'all rest up and get ready, man, for the stretch. Thanks for taking my call, brothers. I love you guys. Peace.
Thank you, Bonesy.
Hi, Bones.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think what Bones hit on right there is really important for all of us to understand. It is entirely reasonable to be quite critical of last night.
Mm-hmm.
There are real points to ask questions. I made clear that I didn't love how they ran the offense late in the game. I know a lot of folks aren't happy about the decision to go for it on fourth down. Frankly, I think that's kind of consistent with how they've been all year. Jaden didn't play well. He's a rookie quarterback. There's going to be some games where he doesn't play well. But I think you also have to try to keep the big picture in mind of one, how far ahead of schedule this team is. Their win total was 6.5 games. They're already at 7 wins. Not to mention, they've only played 11 of a 17-game schedule. There's six games left. There's a lot of football left.
A lot riding on this thing, too, man. 2-2 or not.
We have Jaden on the line. Hello, is this Jaden?
Where, Jay?
Jaden, you there? Put him on hold. I don't know what happened there. We've got somebody that's winning. Hello, wow. Vinny. Who you blaming?
What's up, JP? What's up, B-Man?
What up, brother?
So, you know, it's around Thanksgiving. You can never have too many pies, right? The first pie, I'm going to go with I'm going to go 90% on the offense, 10% on the defense. I think defense held up for three quarters. And then, you know, once Saquon gets going, hard to stop him. You know, I'm a Penn State grad, so I've seen it. But it's on my side and against us. So that's my first pie. Second pie, I was at the game yesterday, tailgating with a bunch of my friends who are Eagles fans. And I will 100% give the blame pie to myself for just talking a bunch of smack before the game. Definitely bit me in the behind there. You know, it was tough seeing Jaden struggle big time out there yesterday. I don't know if he's not healthy or what, but Philly definitely is the better team. They, you know, kind of showed it. And it's hard. It's kind of nice that we can kind of be upset about this because, you know, in the past, we're like, when we only have two wins and we have, you know, 10 losses, we're like, you know, whatever. We kind of expected it, but now we're, like, expecting to win. So it's kind of nice in a sense that we lost because we can kind of, you know, expect to win now.
Vinny, you're doing all sorts of mental gymnastics right now, bro. You're blaming yourself. You're happy they lost. You are legit in the zone right now, man.
I am in shambles today.
Go for a quick jog, take a shower, and then go get a beer.
That's gonna be all right, dog.
Get a little exercise, and then get a little alcohol. Take care, buddy.
You know, it was just but all my phone was blowing out this morning. It's been a rough couple hours. So
I'm sorry, bro.
Listen, man. When I was leaving from the place last night, a couple guys walked up like, "Oh, y'all Commanders fan?" Eh? He said, "Man, you know what? We couldn't do nothing early." He said, all of a sudden, Saquon became Saquon. He said, but I'm worried in the next year or two.
Yeah.
So we got people in other towns who understands this is a rebuild. We're in our own town. We can't understand that.
First half
they're
of the
coming.
Game. I think you could be upset about last night and still pleased with the season.
You could be upset about last night, but the comments I'm seeing – that's not upset about last night.
There are some sky is falling.
Some
people
are crazy as hell.
Let's go to Sonny in Brandywine. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, what's up, JP? What's up, B-Mitch?
What's up, brother?
Hey, just so analyzing the game, and last week I was at the game, you can't tell me that Jaden has lost a step since he's been hurt. I mean, honestly, do you guys see that? He's lost a step. I mean, the throws are off a little bit. He's looking like a turtle. We're going to have to get him a shell. I mean, he's just slowed down. Maybe we ought to sit him one game, you know, let him think about it, get him out of his head. What do you think about that?
10 days for the next game.
Well, there you go, 10 days for the next game. Well, hopefully he can get it together. But I put 100% on him.
You put 100% of that game on Jaden?
I put 100% on Jaden. I think he needs to step it up, and I'm going to let you know something. Stop babying this kid, you know. Get some pep in your step, son. I'd like to have a talk with him. I really would. You know, that's what he needs. And I've mentored people that young before. He just needs to get it going. You know, I know it's the NFL. It's above me. But come on, man. Stop babying this boy. Who's babying him?
Yeah.
The whole entire media and the whole team is babying him. They're covering up with it because he's cold. He's,
are you a Giants fan?
Dude.
I'm a diehard Redskin fan.
Dude,
Brian,
people sit down and put jackets on when they're on the sideline. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm telling you right now, the baby in this boy, he needs
Jalen
to harden
Hurts
up out there.
Jalen Hurts had a jacket on.
Man,
he had on the whole game. You lost me, bro.
You lost me. Seriously.
I don't think – I don't know who's babying him. He didn't play well last night. He's been fantastic all season. Like, multiple things can be true. But thank you for the call, Sonny. That was something. Should we try Jaden again? Jaden, you there?
Yep. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we got you, bud.
Yeah, sorry about that.
All good.
Yeah, I mean, I think some people are missing the boat. I don't care we lost. The problem is Jaden Daniels has regressed a little bit, and Cliff has a problem. In Arizona, every year he was a coach, the offense regressed in the second half of the season. If you guys remember, he got fired that year where Kyler said his schematics, quote, were effed up. Kyler said that in a press conference about Cliff. He said, what do you want me to do? Our schematics are effed. He said that. So that's my main concern. Dan Quinn, he shouldn't catch any flack. I don't really care if we won or lost. It's about Daniels. When we lost to the Ravens, no one cared that we lost because Daniels looked good. The problem is our offense has regressed. Chicago shut us down in the second half. Giants are the Giants. Steelers, he was 50%. In this game, he struggled badly. We didn't even push the ball down the field. That's my main concern. I could give a damn if we win or lose. I don't care. We need to win or lose when Jaden Daniels plays well. He's not playing well. That's the main problem. And to the other point, everyone's like, oh, like we're 7-4. Who would have thought we would have been here? Listen, we're here. Okay? Who knows if next year he'll be healthy or Terry gets hurt. You got to take advantage of the chances you have. Look at Houston. Last year they were the darlings. This year they're struggling because guess what? People get hurt. So if we're 7-4, we got to make a run because who knows what next year and the year after that's going to happen because we don't always know what's going to happen. So that's why my point is we're here now. We know Jaden Daniels is good. We got to take advantage. I would love to win a playoff game. If we don't, I think the season's kind of not a failure, but we're 7-4 now. We know we're good now. Our defense is pretty good now. So let's just make a run and not worry about the future because we have no idea what's going to happen. Injuries happen. It's football.
Thanks for the call, brother. I don't disagree with a lot of that. You want them to play better than they did last night. But one game
shouldn't change your whole mind about something.
I do wonder, specific to the offense, it was so high-flying early, and it's not now. I don't think we should jump to, like, too many conclusions, but at the same time, we can't ignore at least the body of work with Cliff from his time in Arizona, where things did tend to go backwards late in the year. I think it's still premature, but I do think that's a real conversation. I'm curious, Brian, for you, watching the offense, if it looks the same, if it looks different, if there's something you can tell they need to do or not to do, B-Mitch gives us that answer when we return. It's B-Mitch and Finley.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.